Welcome back to Texans Huddle. The 2.5 hour grueling workouts are now in the books. And I've got to tell you, it's been a lot of fun to be on this end, not working out, and watching some of the Houston Texans, some of the former Houston Texans, as well as other NFL players from around the league, all coming together for a common goal.
Hips forward, toes forward. We're not waddling the hip. Stay tight.
It's like the old gym feel with like new functional movement. When I say old gym, like it's sweaty, it's hot, it's grind out the days. They're long workouts, but it's a good feeling to be around, you know, guys that work hard too.
They do a great job here. This is my first few days, but they definitely train and give you a good place to, you know, have some guys to work out with, and they put you through a good workout here.
You're getting to do stuff that pertains to your position, and then you're also getting to kind of compete against other guys doing certain things, and you know, we kind of get after a little bit, certain drills and things like that, but it's fun, you know. Being an older guy, kind of showing some of the young guys proper technique. But having fun, just getting some good work in and competing.
It's competitive. I think a lot of the guys here played at the highest levels, Pro Bowls, all pro players, and so even though I'm retired, I still come up here and work out because guys like Arian are here, guys like Owen Daniels are here, guys like Glover Quinn are here. And those guys naturally push each other and gets us better, and it works.
We're going to go 30 seconds, speed reps, 1.5. Reps, 1.5, let's go. 1.5, let's go, work, come on.
I like the environment. I like the work that we're doing. Not so much heavy lifting, but a lot of functional stuff, core stuff, you know, stuff that pertains to playing football.
The trainers here, you talk to them and tell them what you want, what you need. And they know what you want, what you need. So kind of just that synergy together, you get a good workout in, and it's not like wasted time. You really get what you need.
I mean, it's position specific. I split up the defensive backs, receivers, running backs, and D linemen and O linemen, and we're all doing different things. And it's for the core, it's for functional movement with the hips and ankles. And I mean, you get a lot out of it being with these guys too. They push you.
Injury prevention. It's pre workouts that's going to get them ready for training camp, so that when they hit training camp, it's not a shock to their body, it's not a shock to the system. And a lot of times, when there's a shock to the system, that's when guys get injured early in training camp. And so, a lot of the exercise they do here, preventative, a lot of things, you know, corrective exercises to keep your knees in good condition, and you know, really helped me last year. Honestly, when I left Texas and went to Philly, when I left the Texans, my knees weren't in good shape. I came here, and they got in good enough shape to where I was with the team last year. And so, you know, I'm all about innovation, and I think that anybody that comes here will get a great workout.
Lateral, drive, push, yep, quick turnaround, push through them, get out. Good.
You got guys that are with the Texans, former Texans, guys around the league, so it's nice to meet other guys, and definitely everyone's kind of got the same goal in mind to get ready for August, so it's a good group of guys to work out with.
Oh, it's good times. Laugh about old jokes, catch up, you know, see how each other's families are doing, but it's good times and good feelings.
I mean, I love the city of Houston, you know, so I live here, come home in the off season and work out here, get to work out with a lot of guys I played with when I was with the Texans, obviously, so get to keep those friendships and those bonds and things of that nature. I mean, I love it here, so.
Back pedal, snap, drive.
Collectively, you can get better because you're pushing each other and you're out here for, you know, for a common goal. It's just to get better. It's more on an individual basis rather than like a team effort and camaraderie type thing. It's more like everybody here get it better and the competition level pick up.
Every individual is working towards a goal. Mainly, you know, you don't want to let your teammates down. You don't want to be the guy that's out of shape or the guy that's not ready to go during camp. Coaches don't want to see that, and your teammates don't want to see that. So you're definitely building for something when you start going right in July.
You got to take some time just to rest the body, but, you know, when you go to training camp, you're fine-tuning and getting ready to play. It's not time to be getting in shape in training camp, so that's why you got to put the work in the offseason. You can definitely tell the guys that put work in and guys that don't. You get to training camp. So I always like to be prepared, like to be tip-top shape. And so I come here to nine with my guys, get some great work in, and go to training camp ready to go.
If you're not in shape by the time you get to training camp, chances of you making a team are very slim if you're not an established guy in the league. And so that means it's a year-round thing. Football is, you have to go through OTAs and workouts, and you have to keep your body in peak condition, and that's what this place has helped me done throughout the years.
I mean, from a brother's standpoint, are you sort of proud of him for what he's been able to do and put together here?
Oh, most definitely, man. Just knowing the circumstances we both came from, and you know, he had a goal, and you know, I had a goal, and we both you know, worked our asses off to go get it. And, you know, now we're here. I don't know if I can say it on TV, but now we're here doing what we both love to do. And it's a beautiful thing that we're able to work together. And it's not like a brother relationship when we're out here working. It's a trainer-player relationship. So it's I love it, man. It's nothing better.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope maybe we've inspired you to go out and get a workout in. We'd also like to say a special thank you to Abdul Foster for letting us come out here and hang out today. We'll see you next week right here on Fox Sports Southwest for Texans Huddle. Have a great week, everyone.